And we're back, Airtime Podcast, Leo and Arlen in the office today. 1 week into Woo Worlds. How are you feeling about Woo Worlds?
Wonderful, but man, it's been a busy time.
It's been really busy. Yeah. We're taking a look at the leaderboards today. We've had quite a week of wins so far in Northern Europe. We had the Megaloop Challenge. We now have the team total height wrapping up this weekend. Guardians of the Galaxy, 61 total kilometers so far of height. That's all the jumps they've done added up so far in the first 5 or 6 days. Yeah, they've crushed last year's record. Elevate Kites right behind them. Calling the Chipmunks, SpaceX, Clickbait, they're all in the mix. What do you think is going to make the difference this weekend for one of those teams?
Well, I mean, I think geographically they're all somewhat in the same region. Colin, of course, with his Chipmunks is a little bit more in a global setting, which may work to his advantage. Mm-hmm. But what I see when I just look at this leaderboard is there seems to be somewhat of Teemo's spirit radiating through Guardians of the Galaxy.
Definitely.
I mean, they're on a run. I don't know how they do it, particularly on a scale of 5 people.
Right. Yeah, Joris right now leading the team with 22 kilometers by himself. And this team, Guardians of the Galaxy, this is Teemo Martin's team. He was the captain. He put this dream squad together. But he had to bow out right before the contest. So we thought, we kind of wrote them off. We didn't think they were going to be able to carry it without him. And his teammates have stepped up. They're leading the way. Elevate's right behind them. I think it's going to be kind of a wild weekend for these two teams.
As you said, it's next level to what we've seen last year. Even last year, we were already blown away, but this is a whole new level of commitment, dedication. And we've heard stories of, you know, the planning of these sessions being down to the T in a spot where they could ride up to the beach and where helpers and aides could quickly get them a water. So they wouldn't even have to leave the water and they could kind of take food and hydration on the go. It reminds me a bit of the Tour de France, right? You've got your whole support crew and everything. It's crazy.
So Elevate won this discipline last year with 37 kilometers. They're currently on 48 after about 6 of 9 days, and they're in second place. The level has gone up. The commitment has gone up. Will be fun to watch this one finish this weekend. I think SpaceX will make a run. Clickbait has the advantage of being on the Western US time zone, so they get last look at kind of where the bar is before they finish up. Yeah, a lot to play for here. $1,500 for the top team plus Woo 4.0s. Second place gets 750 and third gets 500. Plus the medals are really what we're playing for. It's the glory. It's the glory.
It is the glory. It is the glory. So wonderful to watch thus far.
Other disciplines that have kicked off this week, highest jump, which runs the entire month. That's men's, women's, senior and junior. They've all seen huge scores. That storm that the Megaloop Challenge ran during in Holland, turns out that was the perfect conditions for boosting all up and down the coast. Martin Hager has the score to beat right now, 33.6 for the men. The Kiwis, though, down in New Zealand, they put some strong scores up. They have Jason Montreal in second right now for men's, 31.9. And his buddy Hugo, the junior, he's got the highest score overall for the entire contest. He's at 35.5 meters. He did that on the Fly Surfer Soul 4 kite. And currently he's set to win not one, but 2 full kite sets. I feel like this was like kind of a mistake on our part that we like had this possibility that you could win 2 full kite sets. But here we are, Hugo crushing it.
And the cash bonus and a Woo 4.0, right? So he's sitting on a pot of gold right now. And I must say, like watching the video, it was one of the biggest kind of loftiest and longest boosts I've seen. It was 16 seconds of airtime. So it's not one of those like, you know, I get up to 35 and come down in a reasonable amount of time. He just stayed up there.
Yeah.
And if you look at the jump graph, he must have been above 30 meters for at least like 6-7 seconds in that jump. It's crazy.
Right. The question that kind of came up this week was, are these foil kites, like the Fly Surfer Soul, is that going to start to be more prevalent on Woo this year? There's only a couple brands, Ozone and Fly Surfer mainly, that are making super high performance foil kites. The scores are speaking for themselves. We might see a trend here.
It is. And I mean, if you look at the pure physics behind it, the efficiency of the wing lift to drag ratio is just so much better on these full 3D kind of shaped wings versus a tube kite that is inherently, by the tube being that kind of single outstanding element, creating a lot of drag. So they are much more efficient. You know, try and go paragliding with a tube kite and you will notice the difference.
It'll be a short flight.
It'll be a short flight, right. And, I mean, Alan, we had the first controversy, right? We had to disqualify a user.
Yeah, one small note from this week. The referee had to step in and disqualify a few sessions. One of the rules that's, you know, in that rule book that everyone agrees to is maximum of two woos on the board. And that's one thing we're keeping an eye on. We have, you know, a full back end that we're seeing all these scores come in on to try to create a fair competition for everyone. The referee will intervene if they need to. Luckily, most of the people playing by the rules, just going out, sending big jumps. Got to see Mark and Heel right after Mega Loop.
Right.
Busting huge jumps right in front of the event site. I think Mark set the record that afternoon for the spot with a 28 meter jump. And I was chatting with him. He said, you know, I thought this was the spot that everyone jumped. And then I saw the leaderboard and realized no one jumps in Zandvoort. He was kicking himself for not going further downwind to Vicon Zee where Martin set his record. But open playing field, Woo Worlds, ride wherever you want, chase whatever storm you want and see if you can get a score. We're only one week in, but we have some pretty high marks so far.
Well, and if I remember correctly, it's markedly different from the past competitions, right? We always were off to a little bit of a slower start and had like a strong finish.
Right.
I think it was usually like down, down, up. I think this one may be an up, down, up, because I think at least Central Europe will be in a little bit of like a, you know, one of those like late summer high pressure systems.
Yep.
But perhaps towards the end of the window, another set of storms will move through.
Mm-hmm.
Going to be exciting to watch.
We're starting to see wind in South Africa. So that's kind of the switch of the seasons going to the Southern Hemisphere. It seems like the Kiwis just get storm after storm after storm. So they might have the advantage. I know, Mark was heading back home after the Mega Loop and he was looking forward to rejoining his team, hopefully put up some big scores the next couple of weeks. Other notable performances, we had a female highest jump from Kim, also a Dutchie, 19.9 meters. And our senior highest jump was from Toto. He's a previous winner. He's back in action up in St. Peter Ording.
Yeah, one of the wolves and always consistently up on that leaderboard. I don't know, Toto, I almost, when I see his name, I think I see something like 22, 24 meters. It's like clockwork.
Yeah, every time.
It's amazing.
Super consistent. I was going into the Team Max Height leaderboard, which is your five individual highest jumps for your team. SpaceX is kind of running away with it. They're at 30 meter average for their top five, so over 150 meters total. Flying Kiwis, 142, so not too far off. And then third, fourth, fifth, very close. Elevate, Colin and the Chipmunks, Wolfs, Vantage, they're all in the 110s.
We're not yet seeing the last year's champions, right?
Right. Italy World Champs, I'm going to scroll down the leaderboard. Let's see who from that team. I know Leo Cassati is posted because he's number two for the juniors, but the rest of the team still holding out for that perfect storm. You know, one fun thing about this leaderboard right now, if your team averages a 10 meter jump, so if you have five 10 meter jumps, you're at 50 meters, currently you'd be in 81st place.
Now, what a contested field, isn't it?
It is very contested, yeah. If you average 15 meters, so solid scores, you'd currently be in 31st place.
Wow.
If you average 20 meters, you'd be in 9th place.
I must say that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, the bar is high. Few teams that jumped out at me on this list. We've got the Slingshot Boys, mostly in Hood River. Sam Light, probably in the UK on that one, leading the way. We have CT Air. This is the Jason Vanderspy and Dave K team. Solid 15th place. Currently right behind Slingshot in 14th. Yeah, we're just getting started. One weekend out of four and already some solid scores. Vantage, I think, is the biggest surprise. I feel like we haven't seen a strong performance from them before. They had five guys all in the 20s this week. They're a...
Wow.
Is that a Dutch kite
Dutch,
company?
Dutch, yeah. Dutch company, I think, yes. Yeah. It was data-driven kites.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, something like that.
Some of the participation on some of these teams is really impressive. Like the Chipmunks so far, they have 57 kiters that have posted sessions in the first week. So really cool to see. A lot of these teams are actually going to have an internal competition now to see if you can make the top five for your team. And, you know, if you want to do that on Elevate Kites, you've got to jump 22 meters right now.
Wow.
Beyond just big air, there is a GPS contest going on, the distance 1 hour. So this is who can cover the most distance in 1 hour of kiting. It's, as you might expect, dominated by the foil racers. They really get to flex their efficiency, their performance on this one. Currently, we have two scores at 52 kilometers. For reference, in 2022, the top scorer was Janis Maus. He's a German kite racer. He hit 60 kilometers. So wow. We'll see if anyone can top that this year. 60 kilometers. This is fun because a lot of these guys are training for the Olympics, which will run next summer in France. So they're all optimizing.
And the thing it always strikes me, this is the average, right? It's right. Not like a max speed over a quick segment. It's mm-hmm. the average over one full hour. That's insane.
60 kilometers averages out to 37 miles an hour sustained for 1 hour.
That's ridiculous.
It's faster than you water ski.
Right.
Currently the best value, if you're a value shopper at WooWorlds and you're thinking, where can I walk away with a sweet prize? I would say the value right now is in the brand challenges. We've got a duotone kite set up for play this week to the junior that logs an hour session or 15 kilometers or more of distance on Woo. This is themed as like a young blood challenge, which is a program at Duotone to get young riders onto the water. And it'll be a lottery. Anyone that posts a session over 15 kilometers or 1 hour on Woo and is between the age of 8 and 18 will be entered into this one. And I'll tell you right now, if you read the rules on our Instagram, you follow the rules, you put the hashtags, open the app, do the whole thing, you're gonna have some sweet odds this weekend for a duotone kite set. So whether you're 8 to 18 or you have, you know, a buddy, a kid in your group that could go after this, might be in their best interest to give it a shot this weekend.
That's great.
Leo, I know you like to talk about technology. Anything technology related this week?
Nothing really that sticks out, to be honest. I mean, many, many 4.0s has reached the customer so far. We've gotten great feedback. There's some really cool posts about the consistency of devices. I know I've talked to some of the guys that were out in Holland this weekend and literally on these 30 plus sessions with two 4.0s, it's like a 0.1 meter distance between two. So they're like spot on, which right. is great to see. 4.0 is a brand new product, so there's small things we're ironing out. There'll probably be a firmware update coming at some point. We're still trying to time it to the right point, so it may not be anytime too soon. It's ironing out little LED behavior as well, charging and stuff like that. Kind of the small kinks that you have when you go from shipping tens to hundreds into the thousands. Mm-hmm. So that's coming soon, and yeah, a lot of my time has been spent on that together with our development team. But again, those are minor updates. Everything else is kind of smooth yeah. sailing.
One last weather update. I'm looking at this low pressure that's lingering just west of Portland, Oregon. So if you're a gorge kiter, if you're in Oregon, take a look at that Sunday, Monday forecast for the coast. Maybe you'll make your way to Florence or one of the really cool southerly spots. You might have some boosting potential out there. You might have to leave the river for a bit. Go see what you can find on the coast. Any other shout outs you want to give for Woo World so far? Anyone else jump out at you? What are you most impressed with?
Team total height.
Team total height, yeah.
Yeah. That's just ridiculous. Because, I mean, one person doing it. But I always thought last year was crazy. But now we're almost, kind of halfway through the comp. And there's already two teams that beat last year's score. So
yep.
that is next level.
Well, keep an eye out. Leaderboards.wooworlds.com this weekend. Hopefully you'll get a session yourself. Get an entry into the kite lottery. And we'll chat with you guys next week.
Cheers, everyone. Bye-bye.